Hi everyone, welcome back. You're listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie, the third novella in the Castle Charming series. Part 15. Princesses have many skills. No one moved at first. When they did, it was slight movements only, bodies tilting and eyes sliding towards the most obvious culprit. Zee had always thought she was pretty good at observing people. She'd never in her life seen so many people all trying to observe without calling attention to themselves. Ms. Wilhelmina Birch sat in the midst of it all, untouched by their subtle accusations.
No, said the king,
as if he was for the first time in recorded history, enjoying himself.
Not her.
Camilla screamed. It was a short, sharp scream of utter helpless frustration. Her eyes glowed as she advanced on her father. Why do you do this? She demanded of him. Why play games with us like we're creatures to be wrangled, and not your children? King Iolchus raised his eyebrows at her.
Think, Camilla, he drawled. What exactly might have given me the idea that you were dangerous?
It was as if time had stopped. Zihi stepped a fraction away from the royal tableau, moving into the comforting warm presence of Corporal Jack. Everyone else was motionless. The princess stared at her father. The witch looked utterly unsurprised. Sarge looked like he couldn't decide who to arrest first. Camilla did not stay still. Camilla was furious. She swayed on her feet, hands curling up into fists. I was a baby when Cam was taken, she said shakily. What are you?
Even then, said the king.
From the moment you were born, there was something dark inside you. A magic looking to escape. You pronounced the curse on our family on your elder brother's third birthday, that we would lose the one we loved most.
No, she breathed.
I sacrificed Camden, sent him away with Ms. Birch because he was closest to you, the one you loved most. The nursemaids believed you had been leeching his power, stealing his magic. Camilla was pale as a statue, her dark hair and thickly inked tattoos standing out in harsh relief against her skin. The king was dark-haired too, with those silver eyes he shared with the elder pair of twins. He looked more like his daughter than anyone else right now, though he held himself with more control. "You took him away from me!" she raged. "We mourned him! Did Mother know what you did? Did you make her think he was dead?"
You cursed your mother, the king snapped.
Camilla gasped. No! She turned on her brothers, eyes glowing with power. Both of them flinched at her approach, but stood their ground. You don't believe him, do you? You don't think I...
I don't believe a word that comes out of that man's mouth, said Prince Chase.
But you flinched, she said helplessly. You do think I'm dangerous. Cammy, said Cyrus, I'm sure there's an explanation. He moved to her, but this time it was Camilla who flinched back. Don't touch me. I can't be around any of you.
Is it your family you don't trust, or yourself? Asked the king.
Shut the hell up. It was Cyrus, usually the calmer of the twins, who roared that at his father. Chase, who reached out for their sister, but it was too late. Camilla threw up her arms, and a whirl of magic the colour of ink spun around her for a moment. She was gone.
I didn't know she could do that, Chase said. Did anyone else know she could do that?
Sarge stepped forward and stood before his king.
Your Majesty, Sergeant Clay, said King Iolchus. There is no need to trouble this good woman further. Her actions in taking and keeping my son were upon my orders. I would have preferred her not to allow him to return to this kingdom until his 20th birthday.
Most kingdoms claim their majority at 16 or 17, said Ms. Birch quietly.
Prince Camden believed himself to be 18, thanks to the ruse we created to hide his identity. There was little I could do to stop him.
And I shall personally address her failure to keep him safe, the king continued. But do not feel the need to keep her under arrest. She will answer none of your questions without my authority.
Sarge raised his eyes, staring directly into the face of his king. And then he reached up and removed his iron badge, the one that proclaimed him Sergeant of Hounds. Jack sucked in a breath as if she'd been punched in the stomach.
Sarge!
Z put a hand on Jack's wrist, steadying her.
Is that necessary, Sergeant? Said the king, unmoved by the gesture. Every man and woman who served this castle on the night that the baby prince was taken carried the weight of failure with us for the rest of our lives, said Sarge, his voice steady. We dealt with that burden, the guilt, in different ways. I was younger than your boys are now when it happened. We were all punished for the loss, but it wasn't enough. So when you went to war in Palomar, most of us signed up to fight for you. Felt like we owed you our lives, because we let your son be taken. My friends died. I am your king, said Yalchus. Some might say you owed me your lives anyway.
You let us think we were responsible, Sarge shouted. You let the world think you were the victim of some terrible crime. But you sent him away, with Mina.
For his own good, I saw how your children mourned. Even if you never let yourself, Sarge growled, I saw how your wife mourned. Never speak of my wife, thundered the king.
Sarge let his badge fall to the dusty floor. You're not my king, he said quietly, and walked across the doghouse, unlatching the door. There was no sign of spinning wheels outside now. Zee wanted to say something, to call out to him, but what could she possibly say? Sarge looked back once and met Jack's gaze. Take care of my hounds, he said simply, and left. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign in to, up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.